We challenge the White House to break the cycle. Hi, I'm Matt Staver with Freedom's Call. The White House has confirmed that President Trump will continue forcing the LGBT agenda on federal contractors. In 2014, Obama signed an executive order adding sexual orientation and gender identity to those who are federally contracting with the United States. This was in direct opposition to Congress, which has repeatedly denied including these categories into federal employment law. The continuation of this order defies common sense. Adding the fluid term gender identity does not prevent discrimination in the workplace, but rather injects an agenda in the workplace that is harmful to businesses. Such a policy opens women's restrooms to men and jeopardizes the safety and privacy of women in the workforce. Businesses should not be forced to give people with malicious intent free rein. Learn more about these and other issues at Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.